Oliver will be the visitors. Emma Goodman is the first one out for Oliver. Kami Bryan is the next one out. Here comes Megan Howard, the senior, for Bolivar. Should be Carly Cribb next. And Casey Jenkins will be the post player starting for the Bolivar Lady Liberators. Bolivar, once again, 5-4 on the season, and they're coached by Coach Darren Archer. And now for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer will be the home team. Senior guard Riley Pierce, first one out. Freshman Riley Davis will be next. Junior Allie Curley is going to be the next one introduced. Senior Abby Bowers is next. And last but not least, Caden Hillis, the junior, will be the fifth starter for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And they are 7-4 on the season. Lady Bobcats coached by Coach Denny Young, assisted by Charlie Ballard. All right, we're ready to go. Megan Howard will be jumping center for Bolivar. And it'll be Abby Bowers. And Abby's got about, an inch, maybe 2 inches on Megan. And we're ready to go. Thayer will control the tip. And it'll be Davis with the basketball to set the offense up for the Lady Bobcats. Davis up top. And Bolivar's going to be in a 2-3 zone to start the ball game. Davis up top gets the pass back from Bowers. They're going to change up the offensive play. Curley now on the left wing. Down the corner is Pierce. Tried to go inside. Bowers gets it and shot no good. Curley with the rebound. Pierce will fire from the wing. It's no good. And it's Jenkins for the rebound for Bolivar. Bringing it up the floor. That will be Cribbs. Cribbs to the right side. Going all the way to the baseline. Tries to go inside. Knocked out of bounds by Curley. Bolivar will get the basketball on the baseline. And Brian will throw it in for the Lady Liberators. Gives it to Howard. Howard back out to Cribbs up top. And Bolivar will set up the offense. Cribbs looking. And she'll bring it to Howard on the left wing. They'll go to the post area. That's Goodman. She missed the shot. It's going to be Lady Bobcat basketball. As Jenkins couldn't save the basketball under the basket. Davis will bring it up across the timeline. No score here in the ball game. And Howard trips over her own feet and loses the ball out of bounds. So it'll be Lady Bobcat basketball on the side. Pierce will throw it into Davis. Davis, left side Pierce. She'll come up top, right side now. That was Hillis. Davis inside to Hillis, shot up, no good. Curley back up, no good. And Howard with a rebound for Bolivar. And Bolivar brings it up. Cribbs will set the offense up right side now. They'll give that to Bryant. Howard back up top to Cribbs. Cribbs going to back it up a little bit. Now she brings it to Howard on the left side. At the free throw line is Goodman. Kicks it back out. Cribbs is going to fire the three, and it's good. Cribbs hits the three, and Bolivar takes a 3-0 lead with 6 minutes to go first quarter. Davis on the right wing up top to Curley, and it's going to be knocked away, but Curley gets it back. Davis, a long three from the right side, is no good, and Hillis with the rebound. And it's going to be stolen away by Goodman. Here comes Goodman the other way. Going to come down the lane, floater up, no good. And there with the rebound, Hillis gets it up to Pierce. Pierce on the left side now. They'll go in to Davis. Now it's Bowers in the post up top, and Hillis will fire the three, no good. Rebound comes down, to Bryant. And here comes Bolivar across the timeline. Cribs on the right side. Another three is up and in and out. No good. Davis up the floor in a hurry on the right side. She's going to go to the basket. And that one was partially blocked by Bryant. Here comes Bolivar the other way. Goodman gets it up to Cribs on the right wing. It's going to be Jenkins in the paint. Now we've got a foul on Thayer. So let's see. It's going to be on Bowers. That'll be Bowers' first team foul. It's a ball game for Thayer. Savannah Wheeler will come into the ball game for Thayer. Jenkins kicks it out. Now Cribs up top. And it'll be Bryan with the basketball. Down the corner to Howard. Up top, Cribs will fire another three. Top of the key. It's good. Cribs has 2 3-pointers. Bolivar leads it 6-0. 4.5 to go first quarter. Bowers with the basketball up top. Davis with it. Davis goes right side. That'll be Bowers on the wing. And Lady Bobcats need a little bit more motion out there. Pierce up top. Everybody's pretty much standing around here. And now we got a timeout by Thayer. 6-0. Bolivar with the lead, 4:16 to go first quarter. And we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball. Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pizza Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9, Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday, all-day buffet every day, pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. They have it all. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at pizzainn.com. It's the Pizza Inn of Thayer.
Welcome back to Drury University. It's Weiser Gymnasium in Springfield. Bolivar with a 6-0 lead here, 4:16 to go first quarter, and Thayer will inbound at half court. Davis with the basketball. Davis looking over, gives it to Hillis now on the left side. Back over to Davis on the right side. Now she kicks it out to Pierce on the left side. Over to Hillis on the right wing. Hillis trying to drive, kicks it back to Pierce. And right now, ball's going to go off of Wheeler's hands out of bounds, and it'll be Bolivar basketball. Lady Bobcats having trouble with that Bolivar 2-3 defense. And now, had a clock malfunction. So now Bolivar will inbound at half court now. As we got things lined out. Cribs with the basketball on the right side, gives it to Jenkins at the free throw line, back to Cribs. Cribs driving down the lane, shot up, no good. Howard gets the offensive rebound. And Hillis knocks it out of bounds. It's going to be off Cribs. They said Carly Cribs reached out and touched it with her fingertips, so it'll be Lady Bobcat basketball on the side. 6-0, Bolivar with the lead, 3.5 to go first quarter. Pierce on the right wing. Now up top to Hillis. Hillis is looking. They'll go Bowers on the left wing. Now they go into Hillis, and Hillis is going to score on the basket from the left side, and Lady Bobcats are on the board, 6-2 with 3:09 to go in the first quarter. Cribs will walk it across the timeline, and that will be Goodman at the free throw line. Turnaround jumper is no good. Wheeler with the rebound. Here comes Davis the other way. Across the timeline, Davis gets it to Bowers on the right side. She'll put the shot up, no good. And it'll be Megan Howard with the rebound. Here comes Cribs up the floor for Bolivar. Cribs trying to get everybody. She's directing traffic right now. Now, Bryan with the basketball. They'll give it to Goodman. Back to Cribbs up top of the key for three. It's good. Carly Cribbs has hit 3 3-pointers here in the first quarter. And it is 9-2. And Carly Cribbs just scored her 1,000th career point. So they stop for just a moment here. And now we'll resume here. So Carly Cribbs, a little celebration there for just a little bit, scoring her 1,000th point. And it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. 2:25 to go here in the first quarter. 9-2, Bolivar with the lead. Davis, right side to Hillis. Down the corner of Spears. She'll put up a three. It's good. Riley Pierce with the three-pointer on the right baseline. And it's 9-5 with 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Bolivar with the lead. Cribbs up top. Left side. That would be Bryan. Kicks it out to Jenkins. Now Cribbs on the left wing. Puts the shot up. It is no good. And Bowers had the ball come right out of her hands and hit Hillis right in the face. And goes out of bounds. It'll be Bolivar basketball on the baseline. Boy, Caden Hillis took a shot there in the face from that basketball. Bowers going to knock it out of bounds. It'll be Bolivar ball as we move over to the other side of the baseline. Under the basket. Bryan will throw it in. And looking, they'll get it to Cribbs on the left wing. Up top to Howard. Back to Cribbs on the left wing. She'll fire another three. It's no good. And Pierce was standing out of bounds when she got the loose basketball, so it'll be Bolivar ball on the baseline. And Lady Bobcats are not having the offensive luck that they had yesterday. And now Abby Bowers is going to get called for a foul. That'll be Abby Bowers' second team foul. Called a blocking foul on Abby. And now up top, long three, top of the key is going to be no good. And Bowers with the rebound. Gets it to Davis. Here comes Lady Bobcats up the floor. It'll be Pierce. Pierce gives it to Wheeler. Wheeler shot up. A lot of contact in there, but no foul call. Here comes Carly Cribbs the other way for Bolivar. Howard on the left wing and almost stolen by the Lady Bobcats. Cribbs gets it to Goodman at the free throw line on the right side. Three-pointer is going to be no good. And we've got a jump ball. And Bolivar will get the possession. So we've got 1:05 to go first quarter. It's 9-5, Bolivar with the lead. And Bryan will throw it in. Jenkins with the basketball. She traveled. And it'll be Lady Bobcat basketball. And looks like Bolivar's going to switch to a man-to-man defense now. Davis up top. Hillis on the left wing. Hillis. Bowers up top now. Back to Hillis. Hillis looking. Now she goes Bowers up top once again. Now Hillis with it. Gives it to Davis. Davis will bring it back up top. Bowers on the left wing. Davis, it's stolen away by Goodman. And Bolivar will bring it up the floor. Cribbs with the basketball. 26 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Cribbs coming right down the lane. Shot up. No good. Davis with the rebound. She'll send it up ahead. Going to be knocked out of bounds by Bolivar. So Thayer will get it on the baseline. 16 seconds to go first quarter. Thayer trailing by four. Pierce will throw it in. And Pierce trying to find somebody. Finally goes way up top to Bowers. Bowers trying to get in the lane. Will drop it down. And Wheeler couldn't handle the pass. And Curley will come back in the ball game. Wheeler's going to come out. 9 seconds. 9 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Bolivar up by four. Cribbs with it. Down to 5 seconds now. On the right side, that'll be Brian. Back to Cribbs. She'll shoot a long three. It's no good. At the end of one, it's 9-5. And Bolivar leads there. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
Welcome back to Wiser Gym, Drury University in Springfield. Consolation ball game in the Pink and White Tournament. There, Lady Bobcats will get the basketball start the second quarter. Bolivar leads it 9-5. Davis with it up top. She'll give it to Bowers in the lane. Abby Bowers gets her first basket of the ball game. It's 9-7. Bolivar with the lead. Cribbs will walk it up the floor. Brings it across the timeline. Lady Bobcats in a 2-3 zone. Up top to Cribbs once again. They go to the baseball or the free throw line. Goodman missed the shot, and Howard steps out of bounds. It'll be Lady Bobcat basketball. Abby Bowers had to run down the loose basketball. Now we're ready to go. Hillis will bring it up. Four there across the timeline. Davis with the basketball. Right side to Curley. Up top to Pierce. Pierce will fire a three top of the key. It's no good. Rebound Cribbs, and here comes Bolivar pushing the ball this time. Cribbs on the right side. Goodman on the right wing. Cribbs now will back it out a little bit. Reset the offense. Cribbs now to Howard on the right wing. Jenkins on the baseline. Shot is good by Casey Jenkins. And it's 11-7. Bolivar with the lead. Davis running the offense for Lady Bobcats. Bowers will fire a three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Cribbs. And here comes Cribbs up the floor. Cribbs trying to weave her way through. Howard's going to fire the three on the wing. No good. Gets her own rebound and throws it up. And Thayer will steal the basketball. Up the floor, Hillis going to take it. Gives it to Davis. Davis misses the shot. And now we're going to have a foul on Thayer. And the foul's going to be on Hillis. And that'll be Hillis's first team foul, second quarter. Wheeler comes in, and Curley will come back out for Thayer. And Bolivar will bring it up. Lady Bobcats trailing by four with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Cribbs with the basketball. Bolivar sets up in a 1-3-1 offense. And shot is up and good by Brian for Bolivar. And Bolivar has a six-point lead. Bowers gives it up to Davis on the left side. Up top to Wheeler. They'll go right side now to Hillis. Bowers up top. Wheeler on the left wing down to, that would be Pierce. Back to Bowers. Long three from Bowers is no good. Wheeler with the rebound. Puts the shot up. No good. Loose basketball. Davis has it. Goes inside. She's going to get fouled. Riley Davis going to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul is going to be on Jenkins. That's her first team foul here of the second quarter for Bolivar. So Riley Davis' first free throw is good. And Riley's got her first point of the ball game. Second free throw is good as well. Lady Bobcats trailing by four, 5:25 to go here in the first half. Cribbs across the timeline. And Goodman up top. And Goodman will bank it off the backboard for three from the top of the key. That shouldn't count because she didn't call glass on that one. But anyway, 7-point lead for Bolivar. Bowers gets it to Wheeler inside, and Wheeler's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on Moore, I believe. Yep, it'll be Moore, her first. Second team foul on Bolivar here in the second quarter. Savannah Wheeler will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And she gets the first one. Lady Bobcats trailing by six. Second free throw coming up for Savannah Wheeler. And it rolled around, come out. 6-point lead for Bolivar. Cribbs will bring it across the timeline. Set up the offense. Right side, that's Moore. Down the corner is Jenkins. And Thayer knocks it out of Jenkins' hands out of bounds. It'll be a Bolivar ball. Curley back in and Wheeler to the bench. Bolivar will throw it in on the baseline. And they'll get it in. And Bowers steals the basketball. Here comes Davis. It's 2-on-1 break for the Lady Bobcats. And we've got a foul on Bolivar. And they're going to call the foul on Goodman. That's her first. Third team foul on Bolivar. There, we'll take it out on the baseline. Riley Pierce will throw it in. 4.5 to go first half. And Bolivar leads it by 6. Pierce looking. Going to go. He'll go to Davis. Davis will run down the loose ball. Bring it back up. There, we'll get into their offense. Davis kicks it to Pierce on the left side. Down the corner is Bowers for three. It's no good. And Lady Bobcats not having much luck on the offensive board. Bringing it up the floor is Moore for Bolivar. Gets it to Cribbs. Cribbs will set up the offense for Bolivar. 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Bolivar leads it 16-10. Consolation game of the Pink and White Tournament at Drury University. Cribbs will fire a long three, and it is an air ball. And we've got a whistle underneath. They're going to call a foul on Thayer. Riley Pierce going to pick up the foul, her first. Second team foul on Thayer. So now, Bolivar will throw it in on the baseline. And it's going to be stolen by Riley Davis. Up the floor, gets it to Curley. Curley, off the glass, no good. Hillis will get the offensive rebound for the Lady Bobcats. Gives it over to Pierce, up top, Davis, and she traveled with the basketball. She thought about a three and then tried to pass it to Bowers. Another turnover. Bolivar will inbound on the side. Cribbs will bring it up. Still a 6-point lead for Bolivar. We're in the second quarter. Howard on the left side, up top to Cribbs. Right side now to Bryan. They'll go over to Howard. Back to Cribbs up top. Now they'll kick it out. And shot no good. Howard with the rebound for Bolivar. And Cribbs will have it up top. Cribbs weaving away inside. Knocked away by Bowers, and Pierce picks it up. Here come the Lady Bobcats up the floor. Pierce with the basketball. Right side, that's Bowers. They'll go Hillis up top. Davis on the left side on the wing. It's good. Riley Davis hits the three-pointer, And it's a three-point Bolivar lead with 2:48 to go here in the first half. Cribbs. And that would be Goodman. Kicks it back out. Cribbs up top. Howard now on the left wing. Up top to Goodman. Goodman goes to Cribbs on the right wing. Cribbs with a basketball. A little bit of banging going on inside. Now it'll be Goodman with the basketball. Howard, Cribbs. Cribbs is going to drive, pulls up for the jumper. It's good. Cribbs now with 11 points in the ball game, and it's a five-point Bolivar lead. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Davis with the basketball. Pierce, now it's Abby Bowers. She'll fire a three from the wing. No good. Howard with the rebound, and Abby Bowers having trouble finding the bottom of the basket. And shot's going to be up, no good. Howard with the rebound, and she sticks it back in. Howard has her first points of the ball game, and it's a seven-point lead for Bolivar. A minute 40 to go first half. Davis gives it up to Bowers. Pierce on the left side on the wing. She'll dribble up top, gives it to Bowers up top. Now Lady Bobcats will set up a different play here. Bowers gives it to Davis, who will fire a three top of the key. No good. And Howard with the rebound for Bolivar. Cribbs up the floor, stolen by Davis. And now Bowers gives it back. And Bowers misses the shot, hits the deck, no call. Hillis with the basketball. Now Davis will fire a three. It's good. Riley Davis with her second three of the ball game. She's got eight. It's a four-point lead for Bolivar, 51 seconds to go in the first half. Cribbs across the timeline. Howard on the left side. They'll go cross court. That is Bryan. Back to Cribbs. She'll bring it up top. 36 seconds now. Bolivar may be playing for the last shot of the first half here. Bryan gives it to Goodman. Back up top to Cribbs. 20 seconds to go in the half. Goodman on the left wing. Goodman picks up her dribble. Now gets it over to Bryan. Back to Cribbs. We're down to 8 seconds. Now they go into the corner. And it's stolen away. And now at the half, 20-16, Bolivar leads the Fair Lady Bobcat. We'll take a break, and we're coming back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you at our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we cover two states with three locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream. I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Welcome back to the Wiser Gymnasium on the campus of Drew University in Springfield. Pink and white tournament action, girls action, consolation game. Oliver leads the Thayer Lady Bobcats 20-16 here at the half. Let's run down the scoring for you. For Lady Bobcats, Riley Davis has 8 points here in the first half. Riley Pierce with three. Abby Bowers has two. 2 points for Caden Hillis and 1 point for Savannah Wheeler. Nobody in foul trouble. For Bolivar, Carly Cribbs with 11 points in the ball game. Three for Goodman, two for Brian. Howard has two, and Jenkins has two as well. Bolivar led it 9-5 at the end of one, and they lead it 20-16 here at the half. And Bolivar's been called for three fouls in the first half. Lady Bobcats have been called for four fouls. Lady Bobcats having trouble finding the basket. They're getting the shots up. It's just they're not falling for the Lady Bobcats. But the way you solve that problem is you just got to keep firing and got to hope and pray that they start falling in the basket. Bolivar, on the other hand, Bolivar is out-rebounding the Lady Bobcats on both the offensive and defensive ends of the court. Lady Bobcats are going to have to do a lot better job on the boards here to come out with the consolation win here of the Pink and White tournament. So we'll have to wait and see what Coach Denny Young and Coach Charlie Ballard draw up at halftime in the locker room for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. I want to run down a few more of your boosters for the ball game today. Forschler's in Thayer and Ash Flat. Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman, Thayer and West Plains. Thayer Walmart, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores of Thayer and 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. Freeman and Woolsey, Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer. Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer. Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen owner. Thayer Ready Mix in Thayer, Dr. Scott Rehm at Rehm Optometry in Thayer. Toyota of West Plains, Nicholson Farms, all your farm and logging needs. Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward DDS in Springfield. State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains. American Family Insurance agent Jesse Tucker in West Plains. And Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering of Thayer. Call 417-280-7466. Your sponsors for the ball game today: Missouri Forest Products Association, FNBC Community Bankers, Bowers, Ty Mill and Thayer, Daniel, Monica, and Austin. Taylor Grubaugh, Chevy, Buick, and GMC of West Plains, Pete Dean of Thayer, Century 21 Combs and Associates of Thayer, State Farm Agent Scott Cecil in Thayer, Thayer Decorating, Monarch Realty of Thayer, West Plains and Willow Springs, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, and Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. Bolivar leads the Thayer Lady Bobcats here at halftime, 20-16. We'll take a break. When we come back in 3.5 minutes, we'll have the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
Hi, Hi, I'm April Wozdyk with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm honest, dependable, and ready to work for you. Wanting to sell? I'm your woman. Need to buy? I'm your woman. Give me an opportunity to work for you in Missouri or Arkansas. Call or text me, April Wozdyk, at 870-710-8090. The woman to call for all your real estate needs.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pete's Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8. Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9. Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday. All-day buffet every day. Pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, they have it all. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at PetesInn.com. It's the Pete's Inn of Thayer. Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Welcome back to the Wise of Jim campus of Drury University in Springfield. And the Bolivar Lady Liberators lead their Lady Bobcats 20-16 here as we get ready to start the third quarter of play. Consolation game of the pink and white bracket. And Bolivar will get the basketball to start the third quarter. And we're waiting. And now we're ready to go. Cribs with the basketball. Bolivar will get it. Start the third quarter. Left side to Howard on the wing. He'll go up top to Goodman. Goodman coming to the right side. Bobcats in a 2-3 zone. And Davis knocked it away. And then she ends up stealing it. Gets the ball over to Hillis. And it's knocked away. And it's run down by Goodman into Howard. And Cribs with the basketball. Thayer has picked up the defensive intensity here to start the third quarter. Howard on the right wing, up to Bryan. Back to Howard on the right wing. And all the way over to Cribs. She's coming down the lane, and she missed the shot. And battling in there is Pierce for the rebound for the Lady Bobcats. Bowers will bring it up across the timeline. They're trailing by four. Pierce on the right side. Bolivar is in a man-to-man. Davis will fire the three, top of the key. It's good. Riley Davis, that's her third three of the ball game. She's got 11. And Bolivar with a one-point lead now. Lady Bobcats open up some three-quarter court pressure. Here comes Cribs the other way. Megan Howard shot up. No good. Bowers with the rebound. Bowers gives it up to Davis. Davis will walk it across the timeline. Thayer will get a chance to take the lead here. Bowers, right side to Pierce. Davis up top. And now an offensive foul is going to be called on Thayer. And Abby Bowers just picked up her third foul of the ball game. they're going to say it was an illegal screen. But to be honest, the Bolivar player just got her feet tangled up and fell down. I mean, there wasn't no foul there, folks. Cribs with the basketball up top for Bolivar. Gives it up to Brian. Howard with it. Cribs on the left wing. Bowers is going to have to be careful. She's got three fouls in the ball game. Cribs now up top. Goes down the baseline. Turnaround is no good. And Bowers with the rebound for Thayer. Here comes Bowers the other way. Gives it to Davis, who will fire a three. It's no good. And rebound is Curley. Curley comes out of the pack with it. Hillis down to Bowers inside. Bowers off the glass, no good. Howard with the rebound. She just traveled, no call. And Cribs will bring it up the other way. And there's a travel on Bryan. So it goes back to Thayer. Both teams have picked up the tempo of the ball game here. 5:27 to go third quarter. And it's still Bolivar by one. Right side, that'll be Curley. Up top to Davis. Hillis now left side. Hillis goes up top. Bolivar still in a loose man-to-man here. And Bowers will fire a three top the key, no good. Rebound back up by Davis, no good. Lost the basketball, and now we got a foul on Davis. That'll be her first. Second team foul on Thayer here in the third quarter. So Bolivar will bring it up the floor. And Goodman will bring it across the timeline. Thayer staying in that 2-3 zone. Howard on the left wing. They'll go into Bryan. Bryan shot up and good. Bryan with the shot there. Abby Bowers couldn't do anything since she's got those three fouls. Davis up top now. Hillis on the right side. Now they'll go Davis inside. Hillis shot up, no good. And loose basketball. Hillis comes out of the pack with it. Bowers is going to fire a three. It's no good. And Pierce will run down the, they're going to say she stepped on the out-of-bounds line. And Abby Bowers is having a terrible shooting ball game, folks. So now, it'll be Goodman with the basketball. Up is Cribs. It's a two-on-two. Cribs is going to score and get fouled. And who are they going to call the foul on? And they just called that on Abby Bowers, and that'll be her fourth. And Abby Bowers is going to have to come out of the ball game. So Wheeler comes back in. Bowers will have a seat. And Cribs will go to the free throw line to shoot one. And Cribs hits the free throw. Cribs now with 14 points in the ball game, and it's a 6-point lead for Bolivar. 3:58 to go here in the third quarter. Davis to Curley now up top. Back over to Davis. Davis up top to Hillis. Hillis going to drive, and now there's a foul on Jenkins. That'll be her second. First team foul. And Hillis should go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Tharp getting ready to check in. Fourth there. Hillis at the free throw line to shoot two. And the first one is good by Hillis. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Curley will come out. And Tharp in for the Lady Bobcats. Hillis, second free throw. Is no good. And the rebound comes down to Bryan. Cribs will bring it up the floor. They're trailing by 5, 3.5 to go, third quarter. Howard on the left wing. Up top, that would be Goodman. Right side, Cribb's going to drive. Kicks it to Goodman. Jumper is good. Now it's a seven-point lead. Davis brings it across the timeline. Davis going to kick it back out to Hillis. Now Tharp with it. Down in the right corner, that's Wheeler. Back to Hillis. Up top, that's Davis. She'll shoot the three. It's good. And Riley Davis just hit her fourth three of the ball game. And Thayer trails by four with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Cribb with the basketball. Goodman going to drive all the way on the baseline. Cribbs will fire a three. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound is Pierce. Gives it up to Davis. Davis will bring it up the floor on the right side. Davis kicking it out. Wheeler back to Hillis. Now Davis is going to fire another three. That one's good by Riley Davis. She's now hit 5 3-pointers, and it's a 1-point Bolivar lead with 2:20 to go third quarter. Cribb over to Howard on the left wing. Howard gets back to Goodman, who will put the shot up. It's no good. Davis with the rebound, and here comes Davis up the floor, weaving through traffic. Davis in the lane. It's going to be blocked by Bryan. Here comes Cribbs up the floor, and it's going to be knocked away by Hillis. Regal's going to check in now for Thayer. And Pierce will come out, get a breather. Moore will come in, and Jenkins will go out for Bolivar. Minute 55 to go third quarter. It's 27-26. Bolivar with the lead. Cribbs will fire a three. It's in and out, no good. And it's going to go off of Howard out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat basketball. Davis will bring it up the floor. She's got 5 3-pointers in the ball game, 17 points total. Davis with it. Up top to Hillis. Hillis to the right side. Now back to Davis up top. Davis calls out the play. They'll go into Regal, and Regal had her shot blocked, and here comes Cribb for Bolivar. And she'll get it underneath, and getting behind the defense is Bryan for Bolivar for the easy layup. Davis will bring it up. They are trailing by three with a minute 5 to go third quarter. Davis fires another three, and it's good. And now we're tied up 29-29, 58 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Thayer wants a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball. Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Welcome back to Wiser Gym, Drew University in Springfield, Pink and White Tournament Action, Consolation Game. And we're all tied up 29-29 with 58 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And it'll be Bolivar basketball. Riley Davis has caught fire. She now has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She's got 6 3-pointers here in the ball game, folks. Riley's got 20 of Thayer's 29 points. Cribb's out near half court. And now she'll give it up to Bryan. Bryan over to Cribb now. Cribb's back out near half court. Looks like Bolivar may be playing for the last shot unless they get an easy one. Bryan up top to Cribb, down to 27 seconds. Cribb's with the basketball. Thayer will set back. Down to 15 seconds now to go in the third quarter. All tied up at 29-29. 10 seconds now. Down to 7. Cross court, and shot is no good. And out of bounds on Bolivar. It'll be Thayer ball with 1.5 seconds to go, third quarter. Thayer's going to have to go the length of the floor. And Davis with it, and she won't even get it off. 29-29 is your score at the end of three. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball, anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you at our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Welcome back to Wiser Gym, campus of Drew University in Springfield. We start the fourth quarter of play. Thayer will get the basketball. We're all tied up at 29-29. So Pierce, Thayer will start the fourth quarter without Abby Bowers. Abby's still on the bench with those four fouls. Davis will come up top. Right side to Hillis now. He'll go to Wheeler, kicks it out. Pierce gets it back over to Hillis. She'll fire a three from the wing. It's no good. Wheeler with the rebound, and Jenkins fouled her, but Curley gets the rebound, puts it in, and she's fouled. And Howard picks up the foul, her first team foul. And Curley picks up her first points of the ball game. And the free throw is no good. Thayer leads it 31-29 now, 7.5 to go in the ball game. And it'll be Brian with the basketball. Gives it up to Cribbs. Cribbs out near half court. Trying to get Thayer to come out. Now they'll go Goodman on the right side. Back up top to Cribbs. Bolivar. Kind of going into a stall game, kind of. Now Goodman, they'll go inside. Jenkins, and she's going to get fouled. Jenkins is going to the free throw line to shoot two. And Curley picks up the foul. That's her first team foul on the Lady Bobcats. Casey Jenkins, she's got 2 points in the ball game, shooting two at the free throw line. And she makes the first one. If she makes this one, we'll be tied up at 31. Second free throw from Jenkins is up, and it's good. We're tied at 31. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Davis up the floor to Curley. Curley on the left side. She'll bring it back up top, Hillis. Davis is going to fire another three. It's good. Riley Davis hits another three. And Thayer's opened up a three-point lead with 6:45 to go in the ball game. Cribbs with the basketball out near half court for Bolivar. Cribbs will go right side. That's Goodman. Goodman down on the baseline. Jenkins with it. She lost it, and Hillis is going to pick up the loose ball, and there's going to be a foul. Let's see who they call the foul on. And Emma Goodman picks up the foul, her second team foul on Bolivar. And we have to wait a minute because Hillis tying her shoe. And now we're ready to go. Thayer leads it 34-31, 6:20 to go in the ball game. Pierce across the timeline. Now it's Hillis. Hillis trying to work inside. Shot up, no good. No foul call. and Howard went down. Curley with the basketball, and timeout is called by Thayer. 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Thayer leads it 34-31, and we are coming back in. What are we waiting on here? How long is the timeout? We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball. Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Welcome back. Wiser Gym, Drury University, Springfield. Pink and white consolation game. Thayer leads Bolivar 34-31. 6:02 to go in the ball game. Thayer will get the basketball on the side. Pierce will throw it in. Well, now we're discussing where to put the basketball, where we're going to inbound it at. Well, now they've moved Pierce down to on the side, almost in the corner. Pierce will throw it in, gets it to Davis, back to Pierce, up top to Hillis. Pierce with the basketball up top. Hillis on the left side, back to Pierce up top. Curley now on the right wing. Up top, Davis, and she traveled with the basketball. So it's a turnover on the Lady Bobcat. And Bolivar will have the basketball. Cribs will bring it up the floor, walk it across the timeline. There by three with 5:40 to go in the ball game. Right side, Goodman on the wing. Goodman down to Jenkins now. Goodman inside, and there's a foul on Wheeler. That'll be the first foul on Wheeler, second team foul. That's a second foul on Wheeler. Huh. And Goodman goes to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's no good. Goodman's second free throw is no good. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Thayer basketball. Pierce will bring it up the floor, fourth there, across the timeline. Right side to Curley on the wing. Now Curley will take the shot from the wing. It's good. Curley hits the three-pointer. She's got five in the ball game. Thayer is up by six now with 5:10 to go in the ball game. Cribs up top, Howard on the left wing. They go inside to Jenkins. Shot is up, no good. Wheeler battling inside, loose basketball. It's going to be a jump ball between Pierce and Bryan. And it'll be Bolivar basketball on the baseline. And Abby Bowers is going to check in for Savannah Wheeler. Bowers comes in with 5 minutes to go in the ball game, and she's got four fouls. She'll have to be careful. Howard with it. Now Cribs. Cribs is going to drive. Shot up, no good. And it's going to be Thayer basketball. Out of bounds on Bolivar. So it'll be Davis to bring the ball up the floor for Thayer. Lady Bobcats lead by six. Curley on the right wing. Gives it to Bowers. Bowers on the right side. She'll dribble up top now. Left side. They'll go inside. Shot up and a foul called on Bolivar. See who they call the foul on. Megan Howard picks up the foul, her second, third team foul. And Bolivar wants a timeout. 4:39 to go in the ball game. 37-31 there with the lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball. Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating Downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Welcome back. Wiser Gym, Drury University, Springfield. Lady Bobcats with a 37-31 lead over Bolivar, 4.5 to go in the ball game. And, folks, Riley Davis has 23 points in the ball game. She's hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 three-pointers in this ball game. At the free throw line, shooting 2 is Caden Hillis of the Lady Bobcats. First one is no good. Second free throw coming up for Caden Hillis. And it's good. Hillis gets the roll on the rim. She's got 4. Thayer's lead is 7. Howard up the floor gets it to Jenkins. Jenkins is going to give it to Cribbs now. Cribbs on the right side. She'll pull it back out top. Bolivar sets up the offense. They'll go to Howard, free throw line. Cribbs over on the left wing. She'll pull up for the short jumper. It's no good. And underneath, shot up, no good. Battle underneath Howard. She's going to get fouled. Howard's going to the free throw line to shoot 2. Allie Curley picks up her 3rd team foul on Lady Bobcats. And Megan Howard's going to shoot 2 for Bolivar. And she missed the first one. Bowers will come back in, and Wheeler will come out for Lady Bobcats. Howard's 2nd free throw is no good. Bowers with the rebound. Thayer leads it by 7. 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Davis on the right side with the basketball gives it to Pierce up top to Hillis. They'll swing it around the horn. Bowers now on the left wing. Cross court, and it's picked off by Brian. Bolivar will bring it up the floor. Cribbs trying to get down the baseline. Shot up, no good. Another foul. Megan Howard going to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Bolivar. And Abby Bowers just fouled out of the ball game, folks. So Abby Bowers fouls out. That's a 4th team foul. Bowers with only 2 points in this ball game. Abby had a horrible offensive afternoon here. Howard hits the first free throw. She's got 3 in the ball game. It's a 6-point lead for Thayer. Howard's 2nd free throw is no good, and nope, she crossed the line. It'll be Thayer basketball. The Lady Bobcats with the basketball. They lead it by 6, 38-32, with 3:44 to go in the ball game. Wheeler will give it in to Davis. Davis up to Hillis, who will bring it across the timeline. Hillis gets it back up top to Davis. Davis is going to stand out there and hold the basketball. Now Bolivar comes out. Davis, she's going to fire again. She missed that one. Howard on the rebound. And up the floor, and Goodman misses the shot, and Howard's shot was blocked. It'll be Bolivar ball on the baseline. 3:17 to go in the ball game. Ball, and Thayer leads it by 6. Brian will throw it in. Cribbs up top. Cribbs coming down the lane. Shot up. No good. Wheeler with the rebound. And we're going to have a jump ball. It'll be Thayer basketball. Lady Bobcats trying to hang on here. They've got a 6-point lead. Davis with the basketball. Curley gives it back to Davis. Davis gets it across the timeline. And now 3 minutes to go in the ball game. They are leading by 6 in this consolation game in the Pink and White tournament. Hillis with the basketball now near half court. And now there's a foul on Bryan. It's her first, the fourth team foul. So one more foul on either team, and the other one's going to be shooting free throws rest of the ball game. Pierce will throw it in, gets it to Davis. Davis with the basketball. Up near half court. Davis with it. She'll bring it back to the left side. Now she'll dribble back. Now they're going to try to double team. Curley gets it over to Hillis. Hillis is going to bring it up top. They'll give it to Davis. And a foul finally on Goodman. That'll be Goodman's third foul. Fifth team foul on Bolivar, so Thayer gets to shoot free throws for the rest of the ball game. 2:26 to go in a ball game. Thayer up by six. And Caden Hill is at the free throw line to shoot two. And she missed the first one. Here we go. Hillis with the second free throw is up, and it's no good. Rebound comes down to Bryan. Thayer's going to have to make their free throws coming down the stretch. Up top is Bryan with a basketball for Bolivar. Gives it to Cribbs now. Over here on the right side, Cribbs gets cut off, and now we're going to have a foul on Hillis. That's her second. 15 foul. On Thayer, so everybody's shooting free throws for the rest of the ball game. So Cribbs will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She's got 14 points in the ball game. And she makes the first one. Bolivar, a very good free throw shooting ball club. And now, got a timeout here as official timeout as some players move into the lane now to line up for the second free throw, and we're ready to go. Cribbs' second free throw is up, and it's good. Cribbs has got 16, and it's a four-point Thayer lead. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Curley with the basketball kicks it over to Pierce. Back up to Davis now. Davis up top. Davis over to Curley. Now Hillis up top. And now there's a foul by Bryan. So, folks, we're going to be fouling. This is going to be a very, very long, a long minute 51 coming up here because it's going to be a lot of free throws. Hillis to the free throw line to shoot two for Thayer. And missed the first one. Thayer has missed three free throws now. And Hillis makes the second one. She's got five in the ball game. Thayer's lead is five. Minute 45 to go in the ball game. Cribbs with the basketball for Bolivar. She'll pull up for a jumper. It's no good. Battling. And it'll be Goodman with the rebound. Gets it back to Cribbs up top. And Bryan shoots a long three, no good. Davis with the rebound. Davis, and she's going to get fouled by Cribbs. That'll be Cribbs' first. And now Davis will go to the free throw line to shoot two with a minute 28 to go in the ball game. So here we go. Davis to shoot two for Thayer. And it rattles around and comes out. Thayer has missed four out of their last five free throws. Coming in is going to be Moore, and Jenkins will come out for Bolivar. And Davis with 23 points in the ball game, see if she can make the second free throw. And she does. So Davis now with 24 points. Thayer leads it by six. Minute 28 to go in the ball game. Cribbs across the timeline. Left side. gives it up to Bryan. Now Cribbs will shoot a jumper. It's no good. Rebound is Goodman on the backside and puts it in. And Bolivar wants a timeout. Minute 13 to go in the ball game. Thayer leads it by 4, and we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated. It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pizza Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9, Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday, all-day buffet every day, pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. They have it all. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at pizzainn.com. It's the Pizza Inn of Thayer.
Welcome back to Weiser Gym, Drury University in Springfield. Minute 13 to go here in the ball game. Thayer leads it 40-36. Thayer will inbound the basketball. And this one's going to be a lot of free throws, folks. Davis bringing it up. Bolivar going to pressure. Now Pierce gets it across the timeline, bounces it off her foot. We're going to have a jump ball, and it goes to Bolivar. So Bolivar will have the basketball. Thayer leads it by 4, 1 minute to go in the ball game. Cribbs will bring it across the timeline. Cribbs, right side. Bryan to Howard, back to Goodman. Goodman trying to drive, kicks it over to Jenkins now. Jenkins kicks it back out to Goodman. Up top, Bryan with the basketball. That shot is blocked. Wheeler with it, and it's taken away by Jenkins, and then Wheeler commits the foul. Jenkins committed a foul on Wheeler, but they didn't call that one. So Jenkins to the free throw line to shoot two, 38 seconds to go, and Thayer up by 4. Jenkins' first free throw is no good. Second free throw coming up for Jenkins. She's got 4 points in the ball game. And she made it. She's got 5. It's a 3-point Thayer lead. Davis brings it up 35 seconds. Davis looking, gets it to Hillis, and Hillis is going to get fouled by Cribbs. That'll be her second. And that is already the 8th foul on Bolivar here in the fourth quarter. 30 seconds to go in the ball game, and Hillis will go back to the free throw line to shoot 2. And she's not had much luck there at the free throw line today. And she missed the first one. Thayer is leaving the door wide open for Bolivar. Second free throw coming up for Hillis. It's good. Hillis now with 6 in the ball game. Thayer leads it by 4, 30 seconds to go. Cribbs with the basketball, coming down the floor, puts a shot up, it's good. Cribbs hits the jumper on the baseline. Thayer leads it by 2 with 23 seconds to go, and Bolivar wants a timeout. Coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening, Lady Bobcat Basketball, Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pizza Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9, Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday, all-day buffet every day, pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. They have it all. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at pizzainn.com. It's the Pizza Inn of Thayer. Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
Welcome back. Weiser Gym, Drew University, Springfield, Pink and White Tournament, Girls Consolation Game. Thayer leads Bolivar 41-39 with 23 seconds to go in the ball game. It's Thayer's basketball. Thayer has been 5 of 6 from the free throw line here in the last 4 minutes. They sure could use those 5 free throws now. But now, Hillis is going to be fouled right away by Cribb. And pretty much, Hillis is going to have to make some free throws. Otherwise, Bolivar's going to keep fouling her. So Hillis will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Thayer up by two with 21 seconds to go. First free throw for Hillis is no good. They've now missed 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. If Thayer loses this ball game, it'll be because of free throw shooting, folks. Hillis, second free throw, is good. So Hillis now with 7 in the ball game. It's a 3-point lead with 18 seconds. Bolivar with the basketball down to 13 seconds now. Cribbs with it. Cribbs on the right side. They'll go cross court. Goodman's going to drive. And Hillis with the rebound. And Hillis is going to get fouled with 2.3 seconds to go. They are up by 3. And that's going to be Cribbs picking up her 4th foul. And Caden Hillis will go back to the free throw line to shoot 2. They are up by 3. 2.3 seconds to go in the ball game. And Hillis hits the first free throw. It's a 4-point lead. And Coach Young, you heard him. Do not foul. Hillis hits the second free throw. And Bolivar will inbound at 2.3. Cribbs is going to jack it up here from half court. And it is no good. Thayer wins it 44-39 over the Bolivar Lady Liberators. They'll win the consolation trophy. In the scoring for the Lady Bobcats, 3 points for Riley Pierce, 24 points for Riley Davis leading the way, 5 points for Allie Kirby. Abby Bowers had 2 points before she fouled out, 9 points for Caden Hillis, and 1 point for Savannah Wheeler. Hope you enjoyed Lady Bobcat basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
Live, local, now. This is K-Country 95.1 FM, KAMS, Mammoth Spring, and Thayer, an e-communications radio station.
This is the Ecom News Network, your home for news, sports, and the official Weather Channel forecast. Time now for the news at noon.